I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. I'm joined by Daniel. Daniel, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. We took a week off. You know, it was a busy week last week. And we just, you know, we needed to recharge a bit. But we're back better than ever. How were your past 2 weeks, man?
They've been good. They've been eventful. Wedding. There was a wedding.
Yes, we went to a wedding.
We did. We both attended a wedding. That was fun.
It was fun. It's the first of five weddings.
You busted it down.
I was bussing, as the kids say.
Yeah, a lot of weddings we're going to have.
Yeah.
You have five you have to go to?
That was the first of five this year. So, but only two were rescheduled, I guess. And then the other three are just, you know, we're planning for this year anyway. But, you know.
I didn't know that was your girlfriend's first wedding ever.
Yeah, my lady's first wedding ever.
Yeah, Rachel was like, that was Ree's first wedding ever. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. And she said, never again. It was the worst experience. No, she had a good time.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, we were there with some high school buddies. It was one of our high school buddies' wedding, and he's Jewish. His wife is Catholic, so it was a little blend of the both traditions. So we got to lift them up in chairs. That was fun.
Father Lancelot.
Yeah, the priest's name was Lancelot, which was I guess his last name, but that was pretty dope. Unfortunately, he seemed like a guy who would really get ripped up. And tell some stories. It was a shame he didn't come to the reception. But
yeah, he said, didn't he say he got him a bottle of Dewars or Tullamore Dew?
Yeah, a little Tully Dew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we get to the show, did you know they made a animated show based on the Last Airbender movie?
The
Avatar Last Airbender. Did you know they actually took that premise and they made an animated show?
I don't know why that took like a second to register. I was like, what is he? I was like, off of the plot of the. It's like, no, because that's from the show. I was like, wait, what? Oh, he's making a joke.
Yeah, it's just a wee bit of joke. Wedding was fun. It was the first wedding. After COVID started, and most of the people there were vaxxed. But I wanted to make the joke while I was there, I knew it was not the time or place to do it, but I wanted to say, oh man, I can't taste any of this food, which it would have been, kind of, it would have been funny.
Yeah.
But I chose not to, just in case we all did end up getting COVID. But so far, so good. I had my second shot yesterday, actually, of the vaccine. It went well. We're actually recording this podcast from the chip in my arm, which is something new.
You're recording it from the chip in your arm?
Yeah. So I'm not even using the computer. So
this is all being recorded through the chip in the arm?
Yeah,
and that's just from the vaccination.
Just from the vaccination. So things are going great for me. I know like 52 languages.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how to speak them or understand them, but I know in my brain I know them. You know? It's one of those things.
Yeah. Obviously.
If I had to, like in a pinch, I could just start, rattling off some Mandarin or something.
That's convenient.
It is convenient. I did order Chinese food, so I should have ordered it in Chinese tonight. I had Chinese food.
You had good Chinese food? Really?
Yeah. Did some sesame chicken.
I had Japanese tacos.
Japanese tacos. Explain to the audience what that means.
So, I don't know. It's this place over in, I have over by where you used to live, Lawrence. It's like by the, it's called sushi burrito. It's like ramen, soya sushi burrito. But basically, it was like carnitas. It was like pork. Ooh. With like onion, chopped peppers, and then they put like the spicy mayo on it that they put on like sushi. Yeah. And like the thicker brown sauce that they put on sushi.
And, like the eel sauce or whatever.
Yeah, the eel sauce. And it's delicious. And it's just like a taco, like a, they put it on like the soft shell taco.
Ooh.
Like that... if it was, it was really good, actually.
That sounds good. Now, I had something yesterday that was, you know, not similar, but reminded me of it. It was like a wonton nacho with like, you know, shredded like veggies on there, and then like a piece of like ahi tuna on top.
Ooh, and that, like, does sound good.
It was pretty bang, and it was good. That we went to, because I got my vaccine down in Summers Point, which is over by Ocean City. We went to the Crab Trap down there. If you've ever been there, it's like right off the bridge, getting out of Ocean City, seafood joint.
I've never been.
It was excelente. Had fried fish platter. You had one of those deviled clams. Have you ever had one of those?
No. Is that like a deviled egg
and clam? You would think it was like a, I guess in practice, maybe it's like a deviled egg, or in technique. It's like basically a clam shell where I guess they took like stuffing and like, it's like a stuffed clam, but like with crab meat and clams in there with like like a bready stuffing, and it was a little spicy. And then they deep fry that whole thing.
Where's that? You got that from the
Crab Trap down in Summers Point, like right, you know, like, you know, when you're going to Ocean City, you got to cross that long bridge.
Yeah.
It's like right before you get, it's next to that liquor store before you go over that long bridge, if you remember it. I don't know when the last time you were down to OC. But
I've been there plenty of times.
So tell me, man, the NFT biz, it's popping off for you. Like, I want to know.
Yeah, I don't sell NFTs. So basically what is happening with the app that I use is, certain things are becoming able to be minted. So
what does that
mean? Can minted means that now they can become NFTs. Okay. So by the end of their quarter two, you'll be able to making something an NFT puts it on a certain blockchain. So it's backed by a certain cryptocurrency. So Ethereum is one. Bitcoin, Ethereum uses, I think, there's different, like, for NFTs, there's, like, auction houses.
Yeah.
And different NFTs use different, you know, crypto. So I don't fully understand it, but basically the cards are now going to be able to be minted, and they'll be able to be sold on these other platforms. Okay. So,
all right. You know what that reminds me of real quick? Yeah. You remember when people used to say, oh, that's so mint. Like when we were kids, like they described stuff like something that was like really good. Oh, that's mint, man. You remember that?
I don't fully remember when it was a thing per se, as you seem to.
Ah, man, maybe it was like middle school for me. But then again, I was down in Florida for middle school. Maybe it was like a regional thing, but people would say, oh, that's so mint, man. Like, you know, like it was almost like saying something's tight, you know, like that pussy was mint. No, well, we weren't saying that. I went to Catholic school, so we were all pretty good. Actually, they cursed more than the public school kids, let's be honest. But go ahead. NFTs, you're selling.
I don't know. I need a sample size from either.
Okay. Well, we can just start throwing it around. We can start saying mint. See if anybody says anything. Call in, actually, everybody. If if you remember that being a thing. I could be making something up, but I'm sure there's a TikTok out there, you know, it's going like, oh, you know, remember when mint was a thing? And like, there's probably a bunch of comments and people are like, no.
You need to do that. If there's not, there's gonna be soon. Next viral TikTok.
The next
people viral. Be like, yes, mint, I remember this. And then the one guy who's like, I started this.
These do like do edit or whatever. It's like, I'm the guy who started mint. I looked at a piece of gum and I was like, that's pretty good, but it's also pretty minty, and that's how I got to it. I imagine that's how it started. But
that's quite the assumption.
I'm just the modern day Socrates, a Socrates. But
Socrates. Oh, Showcrates.
For Showcrates. So NFTs, NFT.
Yes, NFT. So, I sold a card for my new high sale for a single card, $525. Yeah.
Holy but smokes.
Right now, I'm in a competition where I got a card going for $1,400. But I'll probably drop it down. Or I'll win the competition and then I get the mintable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping I could sell that for like $2,000-$3,000.
Damn, man.
So it's like a Atari cartridge, but it's like the first Atari. It's like a licensed actual Atari partnered. So some of them, I think the one went for like $17,000.
Yeah.
So I don't know what mine, like, I'm just trying to.
These are just images.
Well, I mean, they are. I don't really. So there's speculation behind these Atari ones because there's a game called Sandbox, and Animoca owns Quid and also owns Sandbox. Sandbox is like this game thing where you farm cryptocurrency while building games, and Atari purchased you purchase land, and on your land you can build games, and you can also use NFTs. You can create them, and there's a whole marketplace. Sand is their cryptocurrency, so you mine sand for them. But there's speculation that perhaps you could, if you have an Atari cartridge, you can do something in this Sandbox world. It's very Minecrafty right now, like but Minecraft was one of the most popular games, and they want people to just be able to build their own games and build their own world, but also make money. Like, it's like to buy land there, it's like $1,000.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I do follow the Sandbox thing. I just followed it like because I saw a video.
And yeah, I was like, oh, that looks cool. Of all of their sand, because I was watching it because I was like, maybe I'll get every time they open for like a listing. You had to buy one of their listings for land. You had to buy it with their coin, the sand coin. Mm. So I was like, I didn't want to like, I don't have a crypto wallet.
Yeah.
Or anything. So I was like, I don't want to have to. Because you can play it. If you can get land, you can play, and then you can join other people's. You can go play in other people's worlds and play their game. Like, they build these little games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen clips of it, but you know what I just, like, had a thought of? You know how, like, when we send out, like a podcast into the world, right? It's like a RSS feed or whatever. And like, it's getting downloaded from people on their phones and stuff like that. What if, like, I'm just thinking, what if like these podcasts, like through the downloads and like satellites using internet, like it just gets shot out into space, right? And then like through a warp hole is like, you know, coming back and like hitting those same satellites like 40 years ago, right? In the 70s. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the scientists are trying to decode it, and we just don't know because we're in a different timeline. And it hits the scientists decode it, this podcast, and they're listening, and they think we're just like aliens. And we're, and all they hear is that we're using sand to buy things. And I don't know. I think there's a movie there.
Just call it Sand.
Sand, just sand. Yeah, I would be the sequel to Dune, even though I think there is a sequel to Dune. But, but yeah. I don't know. It is funny.
They are just for the most part, the ones that like the NFTs that'll be worth things are ones that will do things, like you have actual utility. The ones that are just collectibles are essentially the same as you know, a card. But again, it all has to do with how many people are doing it. If there's a lot of people doing it, guess what? The things will hold value. If people start being like, ah, this is silly, and more people do that, then guess what? It doesn't. But the ones with utility, like people are releasing NFTs, you know, that will actually do something, that you gain access to something exclusively by opening packs, because it's just like a different way of selling things now. It's a new.
Yeah. Well, I know like Kings of Leon with that new album, they had an NFT that was like, you know, front row seats for life or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is like that has utility. I understand those ones will. I wonder what the long term, like on the digital kind of image thing, because like when you think about it, I have a stack of expensive comics next to me right now. Mm-hmm. It is just as silly that I have these comics. But
well, two, it just depends on the person. Like,
yeah, true.
It's, I mean, value is determined A by like on the site or the app that I use, someone spent $12,000 on a card. That now has like, because all the cards have history, now the value is set at $12,000. I don't know. You know, the guy could sell it for $10 if he wants. He'd take a loss, and then he could write it off on his taxes. But, like, as far as long-term, it all has to do with how many people, like, if you are the only person that collects Swamp Thing, the comics, they will go out, they will stop making them.
Yeah.
Like, it has to do with demand. It's supply and demand. That's the world we live in. And right now, everyone has the crypto people have money, tons of money, and they're spending it on collectible. Like a lot of people will at the end up like, I don't think a lot of the things will hold value.
Yeah, like, we'll see. I mean, it is interesting, like how, you know, I've been seeing things online about people like being able to just easily like copy them, like not even just screenshot, you know, it's like they're able to like even go into the source code of like, you know, where the image is and just be able to copy that same kind of source code or whatever. I don't really know, understand it, but it's like, you know, will that kind of crash this thing to the ground? I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you don't fully I don't fully understand it either, but it seems like there is a fair amount of security from what I've seen, that like the that's the same with Bitcoin. Like, why couldn't they go into Bitcoin if you're saying like,
well, no, I mean, for the image thing,
so just as far as the Atari, the official Atari NFT thing, like you could take the image. It doesn't matter. If it does something, or if it's not the actual image, like I can take a picture of the Mona Lisa, but no one's gonna buy it at the value of the actual Mona Lisa. Like there are actual releases of actual cards. Just because you can copy it, maybe people are swindling people, but there is a validation. That's the whole thing with being on the blockchain, yeah, it's validated because it is actually secure and on a you know ledger, so that it, you know, it's verified. So there is, in a weird way, you know, permanence to a degree, unless the whole system blows up. But again, that's
no. Let's say that like, you could, you know, let's say that there was a way to, I guess, make a fraudulent version that was like, you know, you couldn't tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people do, you know, fake paintings.
Yeah.
And like only to the like to the untrained eye is the same thing, right? Now is it, and let's say you did that, like let's say, what was it, like one of the NFTs was Pikachu, the Pikachu with the fat butt.
Yeah.
Let's say so and so comes in there, like makes a damn near identical, like straight down to the authentication, you know, validation thing, and then, you know, sells it.
Yeah.
Is it going to be regulated? Is like someone going to crack down on that kind of illegal activity?
No, not at first. I doubt it. I mean, the question is, if someone wants that, if someone buys it, if it's not the actual Pikachu, it's still a minted NFT. They still have that. It's just not the original. But again, maybe is that fraud because someone took someone else's image?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, I'm just wondering, like how it's gonna like.
So there's smart contracts, which like with the licensed content, like Marvel and stuff that Quid has licensed, they'll be doing smart contracts. So whenever you sell something, the artist, whoever, gets a cut, as like that's how for they keep making money with every sale down the line. That's how like the smart contracts work.
I just wonder like how it's going to evolve, because like to me, like if there's money to be made, right, it's gonna bring in business. But it's also going to bring in criminal activity, and I wonder what that's going to look like.
100%. Yeah.
I
you can already see like, just on Quid, like, I don't know if it's not criminal, but people buying up like $2 cards, and then you need them like for a chase, which is a thing, and they'll jack them with like $50 each, and no one has them because the person went and bought them all right at the start of this thing.
Yeah. And
it's very frustrating. But I don't know. Or ways to like launder money or tax fraud or.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be a wild ride for the next couple of years, I think.
Well, that's what I mean. There's going to be cracking down on once. But here's the thing. Until it gets regulated, it's going to keep making money. Like, because it's making money at like silly people don't like, it's like FOMO. No one wants, like, and it's the new thing. And right now there's so much, dude, it's so silly. Every time I look at my phone, like, I'm just like, this is so silly, but it makes sense because how Quid is structured, it's a game. Like it's a game that you're competing in. And it's not that hard to, like, you're just moving around money into coins and then buying packs. And then you are selling low cards to people that want to compete, you know. But they get money by, farming coins. And it's – the NFTs, I don't know how people will look at something and be like, oh, I'll pay 15 grand for that, or I'll pay – $6 million, that's a good investment. Like, to me, I can see how I can make money with it, but I don't know how looking at something like, oh yeah, that's a good investment.
Yeah. And you know, that's it's so new that we're just not going to be able to really even, you know, fathom like where it's going to even be, because it could it just could just be the future, man. It really could. There's definitely a lot of early adapters, and that's a good sign. You just wonder if it catches on with the rest of the world, because, you know, we're still very material, right? You know, we like the physical stuff. So,
100%. They need to, Ready Player One, they need to make a virtual, but like within the next 10 years, I think a virtual world, like a virtual, kind of multiverse where you can go and hang out. I think it's coming.
What do you think of this idea? Well, actually, okay. Before I get to that idea, I just want to, you know, the NFT, the sound it makes, nft, nft. Nft. It reminds me of when Sheik throws her little needles in Super Smash Bros. But that's okay. Just me. But yeah, I have this idea, and this is virtual. This is kind of going to the VR world, right? I think VR is pretty big. I think it's going to continue to. I mean, as the technology gets better, do you think we could possibly see? I mean, I think it could even be in the works. I don't even know. Like an interface on VR where you watch a movie and you can just walk around. Like it's almost like you're walking around the set.
Oh, you mean like a 3D, like you're in it. Like it kind of
yeah so
I don't see why not. So like you could easily build a program that just programs the background of you to what it would think, you know, or they could build that into movies, like, you know, for an extra you know, get extra money,
yeah,
the studios build the VR feature, because who wouldn't want to literally be in the movie watching? Yeah,
exactly. And something that I'm even like thinking about now is a movie that we'll talk about in a bit. It's like Kong versus Godzilla. Like, how sick would it have been to like be in a VR set and you're like walking around the streets of Hong Kong or whatever and looking up at them fighting? You know?
I think VR has a lot more potential, because there's just, it's a new landscape. Like, as the landscape outside gets smaller and smaller, the landscape of VR and the in games, just games, mm-hmm. in general. Dude, I'm playing Kung Fu Kickball. Just that, like, the phasing, you know, the
Oh yeah, I mean, we should talk about Kung Fu Kickball. We've talked about it on the podcast before. It was a game that we got to play the demo at two PAXes, but the first one we played was 3 years ago. At this point, Jesus,
two
PAXes ago, and it's a like a side scrolling. It's like Rocket League meets Super Smash Bros. I think is a good way to
because you can just focus all of your attention on beating the crap out of the other person so that they can't get the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like the game has so much, like, you know, depth to be had in terms of, like, strategy and how you want to play and how it changes from, like, course to course. But, yeah, so you're two people, or you can do 2v2, but, you know, right now it's kind of really 1v1. And you're kicking it's like a soccer ball.
Kickball.
Yeah. You're kicking a ball, and there's a bell. You each team has a bell, and you're trying to ring the bell with the ball. It's awesome, man. And it's in early access right now. You've been playing it.
And each of the characters have like a special. I like the one dude, the Krillin guy, his explosion. Because you can do it like quick right off the bat. And hit the ball when it's dropping.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, and just like, if you aim it right. Have you done the targets breaking?
No, I haven't done that yet. I only played the arcade mode, and I've been playing online a little bit.
It's tough.
Is it? No, I'll have to check it out. I'll probably play after I'm done.
You have to hit the targets.
Is that? Wow. I was thinking it might be something different.
crazy. But they're everywhere. They're not easy.
Yeah, Kung Fu Kickball is awesome. I mean, I guess it's like it's kind of a mini rec room for us. If you have Steam,
that would definitely be.
I think the demo will be out on all consoles soon. And then like eventually this year we'll have a full release. Obviously, there's still a lot of bugs because they, at least with the online stuff, because they had to kind of pivot to online just because, you know, global pandemic or whatever.
Yeah, I wish I could play it in the box. You know, the
arcade cabinet.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet. Yeah, man. That would be a cool. I guess you could do like a first person version of it for VR, maybe. But I don't know. That might be a little tough. Like jumping high and stuff in VR seems hard.
That would be pretty intense.
It would be. It would be probably
phasing it. Shoot.
Because some of the VR stuff is pretty intense, but like, you know, it makes sense for what it is.
That which one did we play with Pat?
It wasn't a hot shot.
It was, yeah, whatever the gun one. I like that one. That one's fun. That one gets intense. When you play on hard, it's tough.
Yeah, and you kind of get sucked into the game, and like all of a sudden you're like almost tripping over yourself and stuff like that.
You lose, you forget where you are, but that's how like. Because you're like ducking and dodging, and a wall comes at you, and you're like, oh, I don't. You feel like you're gonna get hit.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You trip because you are expecting to get hit. It's
awesome. I mean, it does really. I mean, like the fact that you get so sucked into it, and you almost forget that you know there's it's like you're actually standing in a room instead of like in that like world, like. It really shows the potential of where we're going to go with VR in the future. I wonder what kind of genre of game, I mean, is like the next big thing in VR. Like, do you think anything?
Genre?
Like a type of game. I don't know. That's what genre means.
I know. I don't know. You know, like, I know that like Battle Royale is the, it's like the new thing.
RPG might be something that people do.
Yeah, I could see that being just new games that I think we're going to see games more like life as far as just randomness, custom, like you can do pretty much like open world. People just want to be able to do whatever they want in a game.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That is, you know, like the open world games are, that's what's coming up next. You know, the Harry Potter, the Pokemon, it's all open
Minecraft.
World. Just like, I just want to run around and like, I want to make decisions. I just want to be a Pokemon trainer. And
talk about the open world Pokemon game?
Did we? Maybe.
We may have, but they announced an open world Pokemon game. We don't really know a whole lot about it. It's going to be like spring of next year. So another year from now. Probably get pushed at some point, knowing how games go these days. But, we don't know if it's going to be good, but like it definitely has the potential to be excellent.
I really want Pokemon Go was the last thing that was similar to the original Pokemon games of not knowing what the fuck was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I want that for, I hope the open world game, like I want more Easter eggs. I want things. I want multiple endings. Like I don't want the same. And I want hundreds of different, you know, things that there's like a finish. You can finish the game, but I want that. Like, that's what I want. I don't want one defined ending. I want to be able to play it over and over again. Mm-hmm. That's what I want from games, you know.
And that's the mystery of not really like. I mean, that was the beautiful thing about, you know, Pokemon Go. But like even the original Pokemons and a lot of games we played as kids, it's like there was no internet, so like everything was like a mystery of like what we were going to discover, right?
There's so many Mew theories.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, there's the conspiracy theories about everything. You know, and I mean, that's something that I loved about, not so much conspiracy theories, but like the mystery part of like Loop Hero. Like when you're playing that and like you place one tile next to the other and all of a sudden something weird happens and you're like, oh, well, I didn't know that happened. Now I know, you know, to, you know, as you're going forward. It's, you know, hopefully, you know, I think we might get some good games this year. I think we'll get the full version of Kung Fu Kickball for sure.
Yeah.
Bomb Sorters, I hope. They do streams every weekend, like play tests. I've been meaning to get on one, but they're everybody had to like kind of adjust and try to get like all these couch multiplayer games had to adjust and add online because
yeah,
there's no like, you know, community, like, you know, kind of stuff going on. So everything got pushed in that regard, but it is what it is.
You know what I think? They'll have cross-platform avatars. Like, they'll have games where you can create an avatar and you can play it in multiple games. Like, it'll be your actual.
Like, you could, like, let's say you created a character in Skyrim and all of a sudden you can just, like, hop on over to Minecraft with him, etc.
Yeah, but there would, obviously, it couldn't just be any game, but there would be, obviously, a set amount. Or, I guess, a world with all these different games where you know, with all these different avatars. But, like, cross-plat, I think somehow there has to be cross-platform avatars eventually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, obviously we have cross-platform play right now.
Maybe that's where NFTs come in.
Maybe that's the missing link. I don't know how, but maybe. Yeah, it would be neat, right? You know, and like it would probably have to be a lot of similar genre things, like take your Animal Crossing character into Stardew Valley or whatever. You know, your Pokemon character into, you know, Doom. No, it's kind of, I don't know, but
that was right.
Maybe, I mean, who knows?
I mean,
but
one day you could. People make, like, on the internet make like mods and
mm-hmm.
things of. You pretty much can do whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
I see some things on TikTok where I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's like a game, but it's also just characters from like what's that Titan? Attack on Titan?
Attack, yeah, yeah.
Like, they'll just be Titans, and they'll just be, I don't know, what?
Oh, maybe there's an Attack on Titan game? I don't know.
I don't know, but they like, their mouths move to them talking. I don't know if they just animate it. I have no clue.
Yeah. So let's get to so we both saw Kong versus Godzilla, man. What'd you think?
I thought that was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
So let's talk about it. Is it like, now would you say, now spoiler alert for those who haven't watched it.
I would.
Would you say Godzilla won or Kong won?
What do you mean Godzilla won?
Yeah, but like also I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, come up with like a good reason as to why Godzilla didn't win.
Godzilla needed Kong's help at one point, but that doesn't mean that Godzilla didn't fuck Kong up and could have fucking killed Kong at multiple points.
True. It's you know, Godzilla was above Kong's weight class for sure. But I think there were, you know, he put up a good fight. I think he had like some, you know, good with that battle axe thing.
Yeah.
That, which was awesome. And it was a Godzilla scale, right? Or spine. Mm-hmm. Which is,
yeah,
even cooler.
The nuclear spine thing.
I wish the only thing I wish is they gave that weapon a name. Because like that was like a, you know, it feels like Excalibur type legendary film weapon, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I want more lore. I wanted, like, I mean, I liked all of that, but I want to, like, what was he powering up? You know, he plugged in that axe and it was like, and Godzilla was like, nah.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I'm, you know, it was, you know, I, I guess we'll address the elephant room. The human characters sucked, but it was a movie about a giant lizard and a big monkey fighting.
Yep.
So and whatever.
It gave you that. And it was good fighting.
It was good fighting. And, you know, spoiler alert, Mechagodzilla came out. And that was pretty dope, too.
I like how they did it. It was very good. Like, it made as much sense as it needed to.
Yeah. And it doesn't really need to make a whole lot of sense, right? But,
well, like, they're still, like, this is my issue with, like, with any world, when any paradigm you create, there still has to be rules, and it still has to make sense within those rules. You can't just, like, break rules and then have to follow those rules later.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that doesn't, you know, like, that, but, it, you know, some things maybe not in this, but that made some sort of sense.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, oh, okay. They made it. You know, they made the leap, and I'm like, all right, I could follow it. So,
yeah. So that, I mean, you know, that brings us, like, that is now, you know, I'm trying to find the word. It is now in the collection of movies that are versus movies. You got Alien versus Predator 1 and 2, Freddy versus Jason, Kong versus Godzilla. Am I missing any? There's probably some I'm missing. Right?
For?
Like the versus movies.
The versus movies.
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. It's technically a versus.
True. I mean, I think there's a bunch of old Japanese Godzilla movies like Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, there are a lot of those.
Now, what is the next big versus movie? Like, who do you want to, like, really face off, you know, against each other?
Huh. That's interesting. Like, they don't have to be, like, big kaiju things.
No, right? They don't have to be big kaiju. It could be horror characters like, you know, Freddy versus Jason, or it could be whatever, man.
Goku,
all right.
Versus Superman, no.
Well, that's what people want. That's the people want. But isn't, like, Goku, like, supposed to win that by, like, a million?
I don't know. I guess. I mean, I think he throws him in the sun, then Superman gets super strong. And I've seen you do an animated one on YouTube, but who would I want to see realistically? Who would they even make? Let's try and think of one that they'd actually make.
So I'm thinking John Wick could be one of the contenders, but, like, yeah. Who would you put up against John Wick? Like, who's that kind of level, you know?
Snake Plissken or Snake
Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
From Escape from New York.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe him. I don't know if he's like, yeah.
I don't know. Freaking John McClane.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Lieutenant Riggs from Lethal Weapon. Now, you gotta have somebody more assassin-y, you know, with John Wick. Maybe even like Deathstroke.
All right, Deathstroke.
Deathstroke versus John Wick. I think it could happen. Maybe they're both. They could probably both have, like, a sword fight and, like, a gunfight and, like, a fist fight. I don't know.
And then on a horse, and then on a train.
I mean, they. I imagine with the way things are going, I have to feel like. There
Gandalf versus Dumbledore.
Yeah, that's what Gandalf wins. Come on.
Does he?
Yeah, he's a god. He's a god.
Maybe Dumbledore is.
I think we're not far away from studios being like, fuck it. Like a DC and Marvel character together in one movie. What do you it's gonna happen. Like it happens in the comics, everyone.
So I agree that it will happen one day. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're that close to it.
Yeah.
Like, I do. It's happened in, you know, comics and stuff. So I don't know why it wouldn't happen one day here. You know, once – I think Marvel's doing too well. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we don't need a partner. Because DC's not doing great. Once DC figures their shit out – because they will. You know, they have money. They'll start making good DC movies and one day. And Marvel will probably have a little lull because they've exhausted most of their DC was Shazam, right?
Yeah, DC was Shazam. Yeah.
That was a good one. So mm-hmm. DC's starting to – eventually they'll get to it, but I don't think it's going to be anytime that soon.
Here's a question about Marvel. Where do they go from here? I mean, they've exhausted their like big characters, right? You know, at least to a certain extent. I mean, obviously Captain America's done, right? But they're doing the whatever show on Disney+.
So they have Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman. Is that guaranteed? Like, you know, are they going to...
Well, I'm just saying, there's, as far as untapped, they have, what's it, Mrs. Incredible? The stretchy girl?
Yeah, the Fantastic Four. The thing is, I'm just... do you think the audiences are going to be coming back in droves for the non-Chris Evans, Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr. like casts, you know? The one that they were familiar with?
Not yet. Give it like... You got to give it like 20 years. I think with certain things like that, you have to start filling... They're going to fill the void with other characters. They'll find other things. They'll find, like, I'm sure no one knew about Ant-Man. And now people are like, oh, Ant-Man, I like Ant-Man.
True.
No, so they'll find characters that they can exploit. And they'll make good movies. You know, they'll make movies that, especially Marvel, because they're good at pumping out, like, halfway deep. I think they're good at pumping out, like, cinema, you know, like blockbusters.
Yeah.
They know the formula, and I liked all of the Avengers, like the Avengers ones. I did. I enjoyed them. I know you're not a huge fan of them, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think I've fallen off of superhero movies a lot in general, outside of the characters I just really enjoy, you know? And it is what it is, but like I'm just thinking from like a larger view standpoint, like if Marvel would be able to kind of, I think they're probably at a downward swing right now, and I wonder if it's going to swing back up to its height, you know. And I'd say probably its height was Endgame, right? With, like, you know, everybody freaking out over, like, Captain America and Iron Man and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that was and it was a good run. And these things go in, like, Batman was, they kept making Batmans. And Batman was, like, as far as.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever stop making Batmans at this point.
Oh, no. There's no reason. No people like, Batman, cool. I'm going to keep going to see Batman.
The nice thing about Batman is he has, like, so many villains. You just have like unlimited stories you can do with them, you know, good or bad. But I don't know, he's iconic, I guess. And
but they still haven't done the one we want at least.
Which one's that?
The Terry McGinnis one.
Yeah, I mean Batman Beyond. Yeah, it'll have to happen.
I know it will. And the problem is, I know it will, and it's going to be shit, and then I'll have to wait for, like, another one or, like, Christopher Nolan to pick it up years later, and it's just going to be called Beyond. Beyond, it's not going to be called Batman. It'll be fantastic. It'll be the last film Nolan makes.
Yeah, right before he dies, and we're all, like, 60.
And you don't even know it's a Batman film.
Yeah.
Till the end.
Yeah, it's all the origin story, and then he's like, oh, and then he meets Bruce Wayne, And then you're like, and then the movie ends like, what the fuck? And it's like, and then Christopher Nolan dies and we don't get the full
anything
movie.
Else. Nope.
But yeah, man. I mean, we'll see if we ever get the DC versus Marvel movie. I imagine if there's money to be had there, they're going to make it.
Oh, they will. They yeah. will, because they'll find some way to be like, well, universes collided. You know, you didn't see the new Avengers. So you didn't see like the whole time thing and different
mm-hmm.
universe thing. So like, and Loki has his own.
Maybe yeah, I know Loki, about those things. And,
Loki
you know.
Has his own show where he's going, I think it's like different universes, different time. So they could hint at it there.
Well, isn't that what's going to happen with the Doctor Strange movie where, like, Tobey Maguire is going to show up or something like that as Spider-Man?
Is he?
That was the rumor that, like, all the different Spider-Mans are going to show up.
Oh, like, yeah.
Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
That would be
Danny
pretty
DeVito.
Sweet. I would like that. That'd be... They got to do more fun stuff like that. I'm still looking forward to the new Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that there was, like, a trailer for that. And then, like, you know, obviously COVID happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to bring us to the Rec Room, dude. What do you got to recommend this week?
Rec Room. All right. So, I'm going to recommend a movie. Have you ever seen the movie Time Bandits?
Time Bandits. Let me search it real quick. Go ahead and talk about it.
So, Time Bandits. It's a movie about an 11-year-old kid who goes, he's like, I don't know, he's like studying on history, and he goes to bed, and then one night these dwarves just come into his room, and then they're gone, and then he doesn't believe it happened, and then he goes to bed, and they come back, and then he ends up going on an adventure throughout time with these dwarf bandits. Who have a map that they stole from the creator that shows all these little holes in what time they'll open throughout time. So you can like slip in and out. So they plan on like going to different like famous figures and stealing from them and then popping in and out of time. And it's just a little adventure film. It gets kind of weird and bizarre, but it's I thought it's pretty cool.
I'm looking at this is from 1981.
Yeah, and all, it's like a lot of the guys from
Monty Python. It was directed by Terry Gilliam and written by two of the guys from Monty Python. It looks like.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at images of this movie. It looks pretty insane.
Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah. It's fun. It's a fun, interesting.
There's a picture of the kid walking around with a pig person.
Oh yeah,
that looks crazy, man. This looks insane. I mean, I'm definitely gonna have to watch it. Where did you? Was it on anything?
HBO Max.
I
have a second one, Invincible, on Amazon. Go watch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you mentioned
animated,
that.
Like, Superman or superhero thing. You should watch it. That's
It looks like we might be getting a TV series of Time Bandits.
What?
Directed by Taiki Waititi.
Oh, no way. That would be great.
I don't know what this is an article from 2019. We haven't heard anything since then, so I don't.
That I would. Whew, that would be fantastic.
Let's see if we have anything more recent here. All 2019. Everything's from 2019, so I don't know if anything ever happened with it, but Apple has the rights to it, so it was gonna be like an Apple TV series.
I'd watch it. But Taika Waititi, if he's directing, I like his style, I like his humor.
Absolutely. So my Rec Room is, it's a comedy album. So have you ever heard of Dan Mintz?
Oh, Dan Mintz.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping it mint.
Keeping it mint. That's Dan Mintz is the voice of Tina on Bob's Burgers. If you ever watched that. He used to do stand-up comedy. He no longer does it because he's, you know, obviously busy with whatever it's called, Bob's Burgers. But I heard on Anthony Jeselnik's podcast, he was talking about, like, somebody asked him, is there any joke you would take and put in your act if you could? And he said it would be from Dan Mintz. And I listened to the album. It's called The Stranger. It's like all one-liner. He's very deadpan. It had me like belly laughing, man. Some of these jokes were so good. It does make me a little upset that, like, you know, he's on the bigger and better things, because I think he could have put out so much more
stand up.
Like great stand up. So I definitely recommend it. Obviously, since it's The Rec Room. And yeah, it's on Spotify, and I'm sure it's on, you know, other listening things.
Name
too.
Of it again?
The Stranger by Dan Mintz, MINTZ. And Dan, DAN. It's not long either, so you can just blow through it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Shit. I think it's going to do it, man. That's my recommendation. You got any closing thoughts?
Yes. For every stone unturned, turn a stone. Turn a stone. Unturn the stone that turns the stone and grinds the stones to turn the time of tables.
Is that good Kanye night. West?
That is a Flosta Keys.
A Flosta Keys? Or I lost my keys.
Flosta Keys.
All right. Well, yeah, you can find us on twitter.com/TommyJohns, Dan at Rumorec, nookshots.com for all of our other podcasts, patreon.com, support the show. I post so much content on there. It's insane. The patrons are losing. They're shitting their goddamn pants, man. That's how much they love it. So definitely hop on there and tip your waitresses. Wear a mask, get vaccinated if you can, and be kind to your mother. See ya.
Just be you.